It's been cold, rainy, even snowy in parts of Southern California recently. But as most of us bundle up, communities along the coast are starting to pick people for the most summertime of Southern California jobs, lifeguards. And becoming a lifeguard is not easy, as KCRW Saul Gonzalez found out.
The sun has just risen over Huntington Beach on a bracingly cold morning. And outside the city's main lifeguard station, a big group of people, most of them teens and 20-somethings, have gathered for the city's annual lifeguard tryouts.
All right, if you're trying out for Huntington Beach lifeguards, come on inside. Applicants only.
They're led into the station's hangar-like workspace and asked to sit on the floor. They're told conditions today are tough. High wind, high surf, and a water temperature of 50 degrees, which makes it a perfect day to see if they've got what it takes to be lifeguards.
As a lifeguard, you do not get to choose the environment that you may have to go into. So these type of conditions are going to really tell us who is physically ready to be a lifeguard.
After being told they'll swim in three open water exercises this morning, the candidates stand in line for swim caps and to be assigned a number which is written on their shoulders.
Cunningham, 29.
There's a whole military boot camp feeling to the morning, and Huntington Beach Marine Safety Officer Claude Panis says that's very much on purpose.
We're a paramilitary organization, so there's a lot of kind of military influence here. You'll see that as we go through training and everything else. This is work, and people need to take this seriously. They're not out there frolicking in the waves or body surfing. They're going to be sitting in the tower eventually, and they're going to be in charge of people's lives. So, yeah, this takes it up to another notch. It's a serious level here.
Lifeguard candidate Kevin Assis says that's why he wants the job.
It's about learning discipline, and I think it's honestly one of the most honorable things that you can do. It's literally about life saving.
Kevin, who's also a high school water polo player, says he's been training for weeks to prepare for this morning.
I'm just looking to start strong. The first swim is really, I think, where it's going to matter, because that's going to be a long, cold swim. So just going to try and get through it and get through the rest of the events as best I can.
Outside, the wind has picked up as the candidates walk across the wide, cold beach to where they'll start their first test, a 1,000-yard swim around Huntington Beach's massive pier. Near the starting line, I meet Sean Richardson. He's volunteered at lifeguard tryouts his entire life.
What's being looked for as they swim? I mean, just speed or power?
Consistency. If you stay, keep a good stroke, watch for waves, duck under waves. It's people who aren't paying attention to the water environment that falter. Because there's chop, there's waves, there's currents.
Oh, so you could be a really good swimmer in a pool, but not so good.
I've seen Olympic swimmers fail. Olympic swimmers fail.
At this.
That's a totally different environment. It's dangerous.
After the candidates line up on the sand, the swim begins with the bang of a starter's pistol.
Watch your ears. Atmosphere's loud.
Okay.
The pack of candidates sprint to the water and dive in. And right away, it becomes clear how rough conditions are, as some immediately turn back to the beach and call it quits. About 15 minutes later, people who swim the entire course start emerging from the water, first one or two at a time, and then in bigger groups. Many are cheered on by family and friends who've come to show support. I approach Brianna Thomas as she recovers.
How was that for you?
It was rough getting out at first, for sure. I think just getting over like the shock of how cold it was. But it was good.
Many of these lifeguard candidates have the advantage of living in wealthier coastal communities and have grown up swimming and surfing in the ocean, but not Luis Pacheco. He's from Compton and is one of the few people of color trying out this morning. We talk after the third and last swim of the day.
Why do you think you want to do this kind of work or job, if you get it?
I've been swimming since I was a young kid. I come from a tough neighborhood, and everybody said I couldn't do it. You know, proving everybody wrong and proving my parents they were right. And besides, I've been doing it for my girlfriend, for my family. That's all that matters. You know, when you have support on your side, it's another reason to keep going forward.
Out of the 81 people who tried out this morning, 40 passed and were invited back for oral interviews. Out of those, 24 will be offered lifeguard jobs. After weeks of training and rescue techniques and first aid, they'll report for duty in June, just in time for the summer beach season. For KCRW, I'm Saul Gonzalez.